In the studio joining me is Carrie and Natalie from Kaleidoscope. Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, it's Friday, it's all good. So listen, can we just start off by saying what you do? Because Natalie, you're an artist, aren't you?
Yes, I do sort of art in my free time. I also do a bit of writing as well, a lot of sort of creative hobbies, but during sort of working day, I work for a charity, so
great
quite
stuff.
Varied.
Yeah, and Carrie?
Yeah, do quite a lot. I wear many hats, mostly aiming to be a filmmaker, but I also work as a photographer. And now I enjoy making stop motion reels for Kaleidoscope's Instagram. That seems to be my thing at the moment.
Are you enjoying that? Yeah.
I really am enjoying it.
It's always good to do stuff that you enjoy, right? Do you want to tell us a little bit about Kaleidoscope? Because you've been on Natalie's show, haven't you? On the Sunday art show before.
Yes.
Because you've not been going that long. So do you just want to tell us a little bit about Kaleidoscope? Because you've only been going for about a year, right?
Yes. In September, we're going to have our first... I keep saying first year anniversary, but our first birthday. So essentially, it's something that Natalie and I, because we've been friends for years and we've talked about this every time we've gone out for drinks with friends, the conversation always ended up being, oh gosh, I really wish there was somewhere specific in Romford that was LGBT friendly and maybe not specifically alcohol orientated. So I work in the Mercury Mall, and I thought this place has the opportunity to like possibly host a group. So I went to my manager and said, is there any chance that we could set something up? And with a lot of support from the No Collective, we ended up homing ourselves within Premier Cinemas. We run monthly, do little creative activities, essentially giving the youth of today something that we really wish that we had when we were their age, and even now, to be honest.
Sure. Well, it's 17 to 24 year olds as well, right? So that's a key area. And I love the fact that you're saying you're not sort of like basing it all around alcohol as well, because that can be an issue between the young queer community. Yeah. So how many people now, because you've only been going for about a year, how many people have you got going along so far?
I'd say it varies each month.
Mm.
We have about four or five key members that sort of come most months. But it sometimes varies. Sometimes people brought their friends along, which is nice. So they've brought people that attend the same college or other sort of social space. So that's quite nice. It's a good way for people to sort of meet other people from the area as well. Mm. So...
Something that's been good with the amount of people we've had is that it becomes a tight-knit group rather than something overwhelming to walk into.
Sure.
You walk into maybe like a couple of conversations rather than like 20 conversations going on at once. So it's much easier to integrate and make friends within the group rather than like a massive social space, which I find big social spaces daunting. So it's still very intimate and friendly.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need, especially at that age group. And that's there's so much I want to talk to you about. I can't get it all out of once. but it's not exclusive to Havering, though, is it? I mean, if there's people some like sort of like Brentwood area or all the surrounding areas, they can come along, right?
Yeah, essentially, if you can get to Romford, it's also open to allies. So it's aimed at LGBT youth, but we have had a couple of allies at one point we had someone wander in, had no idea what Kaleidoscope was, but they just wanted to do the arts and crafts, and that was the best thing ever, because they started creating a dream catcher with us and then said, so what is this all about? I explained that, and they were like, oh, I probably shouldn't be here. So if you want to do the crafts, if you want to join in, like it's open to everyone. It's just specifically a safe space for LGBT youth.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so that's at the Premier Cinema. So listen, you call your events as well Culture Club. Now, as a person that was around in the 80s, I think that's a fab name. Yes, Boy George, shout. Yeah. And you're also supported by like Havering Council, not only Premier Pictures, Mayor of London, amongst others as well. So in a year, you're really sort of like gaining momentum, right?
I'm amazed at everything that we've done.
Yes, it's exceeded expectations by a long way. Like when I sort of said to Carrie that I was going to take part in this, I was sort of anticipating just sort of monthly events and then that's it. And, you know, it'd be a nice thing to do once a month, but nothing else. But we've got so much going on now. We've got the film festival coming up. We've had a nice event in Romford Market that went down really well. We had an art event as well. So it's all been really good so far.
Yeah, I think once the word starts spreading out as well, because so there wasn't a Pride in it's normally earlier in Romford, but you just said it's in September. But I think it's really nice if everybody can kind of work together to make it bigger and better and inclusive for everyone. Because I find a lot of places that say they're inclusive are more exclusive sometimes. Do you know what I mean? So it's really refreshing to hear what your group are providing as well. So for everybody to come along with their friends, because as you know, with your mates, don't matter what sexuality you are, you know, if you're a bit shy but you want to meet more people, you take your mate along, don't you? So I think it's a really nice thing for you to be able to do. Now the film festival, it's not taking place until November, is it?
No, yes, exactly, November the 4th.
Yeah, so it's a lot of time, but it's not, because it flies by, right? So what are you taking submissions for films and stuff like that as well, or are you actively searching for films yourself?
We're taking submissions via Film Freeway, and submissions are going to be open now until the 20th of September. We've had quite a nice mix of we're accepting feature length, short film and music videos, which has been fascinating to see the submissions that we've had so far.
Music videos, that's really smart actually.
Yes, it's just been wonderful watching. Every once in a while I get a message from Natalie saying, oh, I've just watched this one, and like a nice little rundown of just like, oh, I loved it. Along that, we're going to aim to show a generic blockbuster film, like an LGBT film, as well as special guests, and we're going to have a cocktail bar, which is exciting.
That always goes down well. That's me buying a ticket now, to be fair. Yeah, yes. Just up the road, it'd be easy. Again, it's not just for LGBTQ+ community, it's for everyone to go along as well, because you are inclusive. It's not an exclusive thing for everybody else. It's just actually just sharing all the films and the wonderful talented people out there, and giving people it's just about all helping each other out really as well, isn't it? You know, highlighting these films.
Yeah, we want to give LGBT artists and creatives the opportunity to showcase their work. But it's also a great opportunity for anyone to, it's a great learning opportunity. So if we can normalize same-sex relationships within film and media, then it's not going to be as scary when you see two people kiss in the streets, because, you know, you've seen it before. It's not going to be something you want to stop and stare at. And it might feel a bit more redundant nowadays, but I still think it's a great educational tool, like EastEnders or Coronation Street, when they have same-sex couples. It just, normalises it and makes it a little bit less
totally
out there.
Visibility. I know, like it sounds boring. Everyone says visibility, but it is key. It always will be. Now, shall we have a quick track? Do you want to say what it is?
It is Born This Way by Lady Gaga.
Yay, great choice.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. M-M-M-M-M. Just put your paws up.
Right, we're back here on Phoenix FM Drive with me, Joe Bailey, in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. Now, we still have Natalie and Carrie in the studio from Kaleidoscope. Now, listen, I just want to... Are you still looking for sponsorship for the film festival? Or...
Yes, no, that'd be absolutely wonderful. So we're expecting to have awards for best documentary, best short, best feature. So... sponsorship for the awards would be absolutely wonderful, because
that's a good shout. So you have awards for all the different categories and stuff.
Yes.
Oh, I'm loving that. I can't wait. Yeah. So is it on one day though? It's happening over one day, or is it a weekend?
It'll be the one day. It'll be Saturday the 4th of November from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Premier Cinemas in Romford.
Brilliant stuff. Now, can you go along just to pick the one film, or can you get a ticket for the whole day?
It'll be a ticket for the whole day.
Well, I like that. Can you get a ticket near to the cocktail bar as well? So I'm just thinking about myself again. So that's really, really cheap as well, to be fair, for the whole day, virtually 12 hours for to just go and watch whatever you want to watch. That's brilliant. Right. Also, where will the proceeds go? You can tell it's been a long week, can't you? Sorry, Carrie, Natalie. Go on, carry on.
It'll go towards Kaleidoscope, because we are we're a charity organisation. So it's going to go into funding the next year's endeavours. So our monthly sessions, as well as any big events that are going to go on.
Yeah, wow. And submissions still. So what's happening with that again?
Yes. So we're still open to submissions until the 20th of September. Coincidentally, my birthday.
Hey.
So,
are you sure it's a coincidence there, Karen?
So yeah, basically from my birthday, no more submissions. We're still accepting. You can go on Film Freeway and search the East London LGBTQ+ Film Festival, And from there, you can submit. And we're also a gold member with Film Freeway. So if you yourself are a gold member, the submission fee will be discounted by 15%.
Wow. Okay. So that's good. So it's Film Freeway. Is that like a website, .com.co.uk as well? Don't worry. I'll put all the links up as well.
In my head, it's like Film Freeway, done.
Or you can get all the information as well from you from kaleidoscoperumford.com. That is your website, is it not?
Yes.
Yeah. You were both looking, thinking, has she got it right? I was like, yeah, I did. I can't believe I got it right myself, to be fair. Yeah. So is there anything else that you need to sort of like give information out of anything else when your next event or your next, can I just say again, when your next culture club is coming out? Love that. Sorry. It's tickled me, that has.
Our next monthly event is early September. The 5th of September, so that's Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Yeah. And anyone within the age group is welcome to come along. You can bring some friends. You can, you know, bring food if you want to. I'm sure the premier cinemas don't mind too much.
Excellent stuff.
Yeah,
so it's also free to join.
Yes, that is true and very important. Yep, we don't charge for entry, and you can leave whenever you like. If you just want to stay for half an hour or, you know, or an hour or so, that's perfectly fine.
That's great. So yeah. So there's no tie-ins or anything. You just go along, see if it's your thing, and then just go along, have a chat to a couple of people, and I'm sure that that will be their thing, and they come back again and again and again. Well, listen, thanks so much for coming in. I can't wait. I'm going to buy a ticket. I've looked as well, because you know I'm a football fan. There's no football that day. even with that, then I would have come along anyway. And you can remember, you can catch them at kaleidoscoperumford.com. If you've just tuned in, you think, oh goodness me, I've missed it, don't worry, be up on a catch up on phoenixfm.com over the weekend as well. Carrie and Natalie, thank you so much once again. Anything you want to say or give a shout out to?
I guess a thank you to Premier Cinemas for hosting us, and the No Collective for, I want to say helping us, but basically nurturing us.
Yeah, loving that. Okay, well, I've changed the track. I'm gonna have to Karma Chameleon Culture Club. Thanks ever so much again, and make sure you come back again soon. All right, see you later.